Y'all all geared up for your favorite home team this weekend? College football season. The fall, my absolute favorite time of year. I wish it could be fall football season year-round.
I think we would all
Can we work that out?
I know that sounds fun, but I think that lasts like three years and we'd just be done, burnt out.
I've been so worried about this afternoon's game that my home team is playing. You would think I played on the team. I've lost sleep the last 4 days worrying about these two running backs in Wisconsin's backfield. It's insane. It's nuts.
I wouldn't lose sleep.
All right, back to topic of cabinets here at Rosie on the House. Jennifer says, yes, please, yes, please. She's nodding her head, please, please, please. People tune in to listen to Home Improvement. This particular hour, we're talking about cabinets with our Rosie-certified cabinet designer, kitchen and bath designer, Ann Lyons. You can reach her if you didn't have a chance to get in during this hour and you'd like to talk to her. Her number is 602-725-0212. Let's get to Chandler. We've got Bill on line one with a question about a cabinet and kitchen situation. Let's see if we can help Bill out. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Rosie. Hey, I'd like to thank you for everything, man. I've been listening to you for years, and I've learned so much, and listener and a fan, I want to thank you bringing in all these experts and all those ideas.
Well, thank you, man.
Anyway, here's my question. I have a microwave. House is built in 86 right over the stove, and it has that vent button, outside. It just doesn't get the job done. And I'm wondering, am I going to have to move that microwave? I don't have too much counter space, and we can't afford to really do the whole kitchen. Is there any way I can get a hood on there with a microwave, or am I just being crazy?
And in your experience, that combo unit that is a microwave and an exhaust hood all built in together, is there one brand that outperforms one over the other?
Not that I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
Is it against an outside wall?
No, it's kind of right in the middle. We got one of those horseshoe kitchens. It just goes into the ceiling and a vent that goes to the outside.
Now, we're putting a lot of microwaves in the base cabinet anymore, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
As opposed to making them take up a lot of countertop space.
But see, they're self-venting. Also, do you use your vent a lot?
Yeah, well, when we cook, but it doesn't get it done, and you get the steam from a spaghetti pot or something, right. And it just doesn't have the power to really exhaust it properly. What I'm saying?
I'm speaking from memory, and that increasingly is a bigger and bigger mistake I shouldn't do. But those combo hood micros, they hardly pull more than about 600 CFM, don't they? At the very most.
That's about right.
Most of them are closer to about 350 or 400. And for a good cooktop, and are you 30 inches wide, Bill, or 36 or bigger?
I think it's about 30.
Yeah.
I think that's about right.
Yeah. If you could get a hood there that drew something in the neighborhood of about twice what you're pulling right now, you're probably in the neighborhood of 500 CFM. For a 30-inch hood, you really ought to pull about 1,000 CFM.
Okay. So you're telling me I'm probably going to have to move that microwave, ain't I?
If you can find another place to make the microwave live, you can get a hood in 30 inches. That'll draw out all that residual odor and smoke.
Okay.
You can do that.
All right. Well, looks like I'm going to have to move it. So anyway, thank you very much, guys.
Yeah, you bet. And Ann, who would you recommend Bill talk to in the way of appliances? You have a couple particular appliance experts you really like.
I like Westar.
Okay.
They have all ranges of appliance brands.
Okay.
And so that's where I would start.
I would tell Bill to take a picture of what he's got.
Yes.
Take a couple rough dimensions and measurements and get into Westar. They've got a couple locations.
Yes, one in Scottsdale and one in Tempe.
And one in Tempe. And let them take a look at what you've got there, and then you could start pricing what the actual unit is going to cost. The venting is probably already there. If that microwave vents to the outside, it won't be a horribly expensive.
I don't think so.
His biggest challenge is going to be where does the microwave live?
Right.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, Ann, I want to, again, thank you for coming in on Saturday and cutting in on Hannah's shopping time. Hannah, thanks for joining us. Have you ever been in a studio before?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for joining us. We've been talking cabinets with Rosie Certified kitchen and bath designer Ann Lyons. You can reach her at 602-725-725. 800-400-0212. On the topic of cabinets, on the topic of kitchen and or bath remodeling or redesign, the one thing we didn't get to talk about today is if we've got a basically decent cabinet box, what's your opinion of refacing or resurfacing?
Resurfacing.
Yeah.
Refinishing is, I recommend Desert Cabinet Refinishing.
Brian Hilliard, he's been Rosie certified for 10 or 12 years.
If somebody has a countertop on there that they really like, that's definitely what I recommend.
Yeah, and he can take that old mahogany cabinet and make it look like oak, or he can even make it look like marble.
So right.
He can make it look like anything. That's Desert Cabinet Refinishing, 480-706-0579. And again, thank you, Ann Lyons, for joining us today. You can talk to Ann at 602-725-0212. And you know what, Romy? We don't have an expert coming in next week.
No?
Mm-mm. You know what the topic is?
Is that our duct tape day?
That's duct tape. We're doing a whole show.
We're our
show.
Own experts
we
on that.
We are our own experts on duct tape.
And we're playing Jeopardy, too, with prizes.
Yeah, Jeopardy next week. All right. If you've got a duct tape story, email it to us at rosieonnows.com. You may just be a part of next week's show. If you've been blessed today by the program, we'd ask you to do us a favor. Pay it forward.